From Los Angeles, I'm joined by Mohammad Dawood Abadi, Chair of Afghan Nation Peace Council. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Abadi, we see American pilots training in conditions similar to that of Afghanistan. So are we preparing for a longer stay of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, do you think?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thank you for inviting me again. I appreciate it. Before I answer that question, I'd like to thank Press TV for being such a worldwide media and being honest on the matter. So we do appreciate that very, very much. In response to your question, I must say that what we hear from the U.S. government is that they are planning to leave 6,000 to 9,000 fighting force in Afghanistan after 2000, plus another 5,000 from NATO allies. What I'm hearing, I hope it's not correct, but what I'm hearing from the media and from different sources is that the U.S. has planned to leave these 6,000 soldiers in Bagram Airport, Kandahar, Khost, and Jalalabad in the east. And they are planning to have the Spaniard being in Herat and Shindand Airport, which is close to Iranian border, to the Italians, and on the north in Mazar-e-Sharif, the Germans will be staying. But to be honest and to look at it from the technical point of view, this residual force will not be a force to really do the terrorist war, terrorist war or against terrorist activities. Because let's say if they are in Bagram Airport, if they fly from Bagram Airport to Kandahar to do an operation, it is a two-hour flight and 350 kilometers distance. It takes 2 hours for a helicopter to get there. So in general, this residual force is there for some other purpose other than what is claimed. Therefore, this policy, as I have said, this time Pentagon will fail on this again. And I don't think this is something that they can count on.
Right. Just how much has President Hamid Karzai been the president of the Afghan people and tried to help to efforts to oust the U.S. occupiers from Afghanistan?
Well, based on the yesterday's report, Mr. Karzai is coming to Washington early January, and they are hopefully talking about future issues in Afghanistan, as well as the matters of residual forces. But President Karzai is going to make the biggest mistake of his life if he agrees for residual forces, because that will mean the continuation of war in Afghanistan. As I have said before, the Mujahideen of Afghanistan have put this condition, even in, on the 19th of December in the meeting in Paris, this was the first condition that the both sides, the Taliban and Hizb Islami of Afghanistan, put on the table. Therefore, what Mr. Karzai is going to sign with them based on the immunity issues, that's not going to work. And these forces, as they are defeated now, they will be defeated there then too.
All right, Mohammad Dawood Abadi, Chair of Afghan Nation Peace Council from Los Angeles. Thanks for your time there, sir.